Love Radio. We've only just begun.
We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government moves to clear FRA maize payments as Luano and Mukushi DCs reassure farmers. ASC raises concern over alleged bribery claims on Bill 7. In foreign news, Cameroon post-election unrest leaves protesters jailed as others are freed. And in sports, Chipolopolo step up preparations for DRC warm-up match on Tuesday. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Government has commissioned earth-moving equipment procured by Kasama Municipal Council. The equipment has been procured using the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Speaking when she officiated at the commissioning of the equipment, Kasama District Commissioner Annie Poe observed that the machinery will enhance the capacity of the council to rehabilitate roads in the district. Ms. Poe has indicated that the local authority has been depending on hired machinery to carry out road maintenance and that the procurement equipment will allow the local authority to maintain feeder roads and respond swiftly to community needs. Ms. Poe has added that acquiring the machinery was a milestone in government's efforts to improve service delivery, strengthen infrastructure, and bring meaningful development closer to communities. According to the news, Ms. Poe has since urged the local authority to guard the equipment with care and ensure that it is used responsibly, effectively, and strictly for its intended purpose. The Kasama Municipal Council recently procured a set of earth-moving equipment at a cost of over 16 million kwacha. The equipment includes a bulldozer, water bowser, low bed grader, and an excavator. Mongo Mayor Nyambe Muyumbana has announced the completion of a new modern standard market shelters at Green and Central Markets in Mongo District, Western Province. The two structures constructed using 2025 Constituency Development Funds, CDF, are awaiting commissioning at a yet-to-be-announced date. According to Mayor Muyumbana, the Green Market shelter was constructed at a cost of 1 million kwacha, while the Central Market shelter cost 1,756,277 kwacha, 25 ngwe. The total cost of both projects is 3,756,277 kwacha, 25 ngwe. However, the completion of all the markets were expected to be in July, but that works at Kapulanga Market stalled at 75% completion due to insufficient funds. According to Zanis, Mayor Muyumbana has emphasized the primary objective of these projects is to enhance development in the central business district. Now, the Alliance Against Corruption, ASC, has expressed concern over allegations by Mporokoso Member of Parliament, Brian Munduwile, who claims that a senior UPND member is allegedly bribing members of Parliament and ministers to vote in favor of Bill 7. According to a press statement issued by ASC Executive Director Advocate Dr. Noel Chisebe, the organization has strongly condemned any attempt to corrupt the legislative process and undermine the integrity of public institutions. Dr. Chisebe says while the ASC takes corruption allegations seriously, it is equally troubling that such grave claims are being made publicly without supporting evidence or formal reports to relevant investigative authorities. He urges Mr. Mundubile to immediately report the allegations to the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, and other relevant law enforcement agencies. Dr. Chisebe stresses that it is unacceptable for leaders to issue public statements on alleged corruption without taking concrete steps to ensure the matter is properly investigated.
We are equally concerned that such serious allegations are being made publicly without any concrete evidence or formal reports to the relevant authorities. As a civil society organization dedicated to fighting corruption, we urge Honorable Brian Mundubile to report these allegations to the Anti-Corruption Commission and the other relevant authorities immediately. It is unacceptable for leaders to make public statements about corruption without taking concrete steps to address the issue. We call on Honorable Brian Mundubile to provide evidence to support his claims and to cooperate fully with any investigations that may be launched. We also urge the Anti-Corruption Commission to take swift actions to investigate these allegations.
The Citizens First says the party has noted with concern that the declaration of the Chawama seat vacant by the Speaker of the National Assembly, followed by the announcement of the nomination date, was made within a very limited time frame. Citizens First Lusaka Province Chairperson Stanley Muhango says the rushed process has not provided political parties with adequate space to identify, scrutinize and adopt credible candidates for the by-elections. Mr. Muhango says although Section 89(2) of the Electoral Process Act No. 35 of 2016 provides that a by-election must be held within 180 days before the dissolution of Parliament, the rushed manner in which this particular by-election has been initiated falls short of regional and international standards for conducting free, fair and competitive elections as prescribed by the SADC principles and guidelines governing democratic elections. He says despite these constraints, Citizens First Party is fully prepared to participate in the by-elections. However, the party has emphasized that the short notice undermines the inclusiveness and preparedness required for credible electoral competition. He further says the party urges law enforcement agencies to provide adequate, impartial and professional security to all political parties during the nomination process. The provincial chairperson says as the parties move into the campaign period, Citizens First calls upon the Electoral Commission of Zambia to guarantee a level playing field for all political parties, such as the right to freedom of assembly must be upheld and the Public Order Act must be applied fairly and without selective enforcement. In a similar development, the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, confirms that it is fully participating in the forthcoming Chawama constituency by-elections in Lusaka, contrary to information circulating on social media suggesting the party has no candidate. According to a press statement issued by FDD Information and Publicity Secretary Cesar Liteta, the party meets all the required filing processes and procedures, and the candidate will be announced before the nomination date. Liteta says nominations are scheduled for Tuesday, 16th December, and before that date, the party will avail its candidate to the public. He explains that the FDD is currently engaging the local people of Chawama to ensure that the candidate presented reflects the choice of the electorate.